Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is Deuteronomy chapter 30, the verses 11 to 14. Now, what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. It is not up in heaven, so that you have to ask, who will ascend into heaven to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it? Nor is it beyond the sea, so that you have to ask, who will cross the sea to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it? No, the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, so you may obey it. Think with me on the theme, the nearness of God's word. In Deuteronomy 30, the verses I just read to you, Moses presents a powerful message. God's command is neither elusive nor distant. It is not in the heavens or beyond the sea. Instead, it is close to us, in our mouths and in our hearts. Moses underscores the accessibility of God's word, emphasizing that understanding and living by his commandments is not an insurmountable task. Dear friends, in an era of information overload, seeking truth can feel overwhelming. Yet this passage reminds us that God's fundamental truths are readily accessible and intimately near. God's guidance is not reserved for a select few or found after a complicated quest. It is available to all and is as close as our very breath. What do we learn from the text? When confronted with life's crossroads or moral dilemmas, let us remember the simplicity and proximity of God's wisdom. We don't need to search high and low. We simply need to tune into our hearts and listen. Two questions for reflection. One, in what ways have we made connecting with God's word more complicated than it needs to be? Two, how can we more intentionally listen to the truths already placed in our hearts? Gracious God, in the whirlwind of life, help us recognize the simplicity and closeness of your word. Open our hearts to your timeless wisdom, ensuring we never feel lost or distant from your guiding truths. Teach us to lean into the commandments you have scribed upon our hearts. In your name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.